Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Simone Lee became the first Black woman to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale last year. Her work takes on complicated topics like race and gender and explores them in bronze, clay, and ceramics. The pieces she created for the Biennale are on display for the first time in the U.S. at Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art. The artist walked through the exhibit with WBUR's Arielle Gray.
Before you step foot into Simone Lee's exhibition, you hear the gentle trill of a wooden flute. Then the deep pulse of a drum. The sound is from My Dreams, My Works Must Wait Till After Hell, one of 29 pieces in the exhibit. The drum sounds like a heartbeat as you enter and come face to face with Cupboard. It's a 7 foot tall, golden bronze sculpture with a wide raffia skirt and the torso of a woman.
These are actual hands of raffia that I purchased in Madagascar and had shipped to me, and it was saturated in clay and laid over a form.
Lee drew inspiration from photos of a Mississippi restaurant called Mammy's Cupboard. It's built in the shape of a mammy, a racist stereotype of Black womanhood.
Even though there, you know, includes a lot of darkness in these archetypes, especially this idea of the restaurant where you would actually enter the skirt and, you know, have pleasure eating food inside this woman's body. All those things are really interesting in me, and I think is why I've been sort of thinking about that kind of combination of forms and what it does.
This process of retrieving the past and centering it in the present surfaces again and again. She speaks on this as we stand in front of a cream-colored ceramic sculpture of a headless woman. It's a nod to a decapitated statue of Napoleon Bonaparte's wife that Lee saw while visiting Martinique.
In some ways, this piece is a part of our current conversations about monuments and what should happen to them, especially artifacts of the colonial era in the Caribbean, as well as, you know, what we've been talking about here in the U.S.
What should we do with public art that memorializes our dark past? Lee found solace when she attended Martinique's carnival, where she witnessed the burning of an effigy.
I've been thinking about what my response is to all the questions we have around monuments and public space especially, and what they should be and do, I thought that this was the most brilliant idea of a way a community could create a monument is actually to think of something that we all need to get rid of and to burn it.
And then we make new ones. The last garment, the next to last piece in the exhibit, is not technically a monument. In many ways it is. It's a bronze sculpture of a woman bent over washing clothing. Surrounding her is a massive pool of dark, still water.
I used an archival image, and I used something that has been used as a souvenir to also circulate ideas around the Black body, Black people, and what we're here to do and what we mean.
Lee is able to hand some autonomy back to her. Her gaze is firmly set on her own reflection, unconcerned about who may be looking. She is an avatar of sorts for all of the Black women whose names are lost to time. For Lee, it's
the practice of focusing on oneself, one's own communities, one's own history, one's own tools as a form of recovery and resistance.
Lee's art has been just that, a form of resistance. As the first Black woman to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale, she has forever made history. But Lee knows that for Black women, history often comes too late.
The generation previous to me, you know, like 15, 25 years older than me, those Black women got nothing. You know, they did real work to get me here. So while I have this, like, feeling of joy, it's also kind of sobering.
Simone Lee's work is at the ICA until September 4th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Arielle Gray.